Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me today. And before we go into the Word of the Lord, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that as we have come together, we've purposed in our heart to spend this time with you, Lord, that you would reveal to us and make ever more real and ever more significant the work that Jesus has accomplished in our lives. Lord, we thank you that you've given the Holy Spirit, and He will show us things to come. He will teach us the things that Jesus wanted us to learn when he walked the face of the earth, as recorded in the Word of God. We thank you and cherish the Word of God, Lord, because it is your heart and your will for your children. And Lord, we're asking that you will just minister to every person that's listening. Lord, you only know the depth of the heart of a man. And so, Father, I pray for the Holy Spirit to touch every life, to anoint every listener, Lord, that they would receive from your hand, because it's not the arm of flesh, it's not my words, Lord, it's nothing I can do, but only to allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. And so, Father, I release your anointing to destroy every yoke of bondage, of sickness, of darkness, of affliction, of oppression, of all work of the enemy. And I release the anointing of God to destroy every single yoke. And Lord, that faith and hope and joy shall arise in our hearts. Because, Lord, as we get a picture of who you are, as we begin to perceive an ever-increasing measure the greatness of our God and the tremendous privilege that we have as your children, Lord, that our lives will be transformed and we will truly go from glory to glory unto the praise of your name. Amen. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Well, as I was waiting before the Lord as to what he would have me share this week, I felt to just spend some time kind of to step out of our normal schedules, like the things we do, the way we, you know, the habitual patterns we get into, and just step back for a moment and just commune with the Lord and get a perspective of his purposes, his will, his actions, the things that he is doing, not only in our personal lives, but in the history of mankind. Someone once said, it was quite clever, history is actually his story, because Genesis opens by telling us that in the beginning, there God created the heavens and the earth, and he speaks to his heart for man. And very early on, we discover that because of free will that man had been given, that we chose to go in our own way. We chose the way of disobedience and rebellion. And ever since, every human being, the children of our first parents, Adam and Eve, have suffered and paid that terrible price of the result of sin and lack of fellowship with God. But before that happened, God prepared a way through the life and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He was born of a virgin. He came into this world, and he came to restore us to fellowship with the Father. And our minds, which have been darkened by the results of the fall and sin, he's changing that. And so, beloved, I want you to know you're on a journey. You are a pilgrim traveling through the course of this world, but your destination, if you've accepted Jesus, is to be with the Lord. And so as I was just waiting before the Lord, I thought of a passage in the book of Ecclesiastes, and I opened the Bible and it fell right to chapter 3. And I want to share some of those beautiful poetic verses with you that have been ascribed to Solomon. He writes, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven." Think about this in terms of your own life. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. To harvest, in other words. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend or tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. This, of course, as he is speaking, refers to the experiences we have in this earthly life, in this dispensation in which we're living, that we are dwelling in time. And this is the nature of the things that God has prepared for us. And some of these things we'd say, well, we'd rather not weep. We'd not rather not, die. And yet, in all of these things, God has planned a purpose and a pattern in your life. And the last verse I'll share out of chapter 3 is verse 11. He, referring to God, hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world, or some translations say eternity, in their heart, in our hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. This speaks of the divine purposes of God. And I want you to know, beloved, that not only in your own life is there a divine pattern, and only as we draw close to the Lord and as he would reveal it to us, can we observe and see that beautiful pattern. You know, the older you get, there's a real virtue in that, beloved. You can look back and you can see, oh, that's what God did. Look what he did, because if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be there. And if I hadn't been there, I wouldn't be here. I know those of you who are up in age, you've seen the marvelous working of the Lord. And for those of you who may be young in years, young in the Lord, or young in natural years, you can trust what the Word is saying, what I'm saying, that God does have a pattern. And as you'll walk with him, you'll see that he has it all perfectly planned out. Now, there's another passage I'd like to turn to, and that is found in the book of Joel. And I want us not only to consider God's wonderful plan for our own lives from birth to death, because we'll all experience death unless the Lord returns in the near future for us living, and we shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye. So whether we go by way of the rapture or the grave, nonetheless, those who have accepted Jesus as their Savior and Lord shall be forever with the Lord. But I was looking at the second chapter of Joel, and I was thinking about the wonderful seasons of the Lord. The prophet says, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand." And I won't share the intervening verses, but we can see that the day of the Lord is a time of darkness, of gloominess, and it is a time when Jesus is going to return to this earth to claim it as his own. This earth is a beautiful place, even in its fallen state, but man has corrupted themselves. The wicked are becoming more wicked. And it says, as we look on in that chapter, in verse 12, Well, let me read verse 11. The Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? That time is coming, beloved. We don't know how long we have. And Jesus said, when the disciples wanted to know we restore the kingdom to Israel, he said, it is not for you to know the times and seasons that the Father has put into his own hand. But we know by the prophetic fulfillment of Scripture that the time is drawing close. But what is the Lord's comment? Through the prophet, he says, therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. And what he is saying, he says, come together, seek my face. He's not concerned about rending our garments and sitting in sackcloth and ashes, but our hearts, that we need to turn to the Lord. And the Lord's calling his people, he's calling his church to repentance. For we've walked in many cases, our own willfulness, our own sinfulness, and He is a patient, loving God. He waits patiently for the precious fruit of the earth. But he says, as people will turn to him, it says in verse 18, the Lord will be jealous for his land, referring, of course, to the nation of Israel, and pity his people. And beloved, God is a merciful God, and he's waiting to do. It says, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. And beloved, my time is drawing to a close, but we're going to talk about some of those great things that he's going to be doing, that he is doing even now. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And if any time you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast, listen anytime at your convenience. The announcer will give you in a moment our mailing address. And as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. I will pray personally for you and send back whatever the Lord gives, which I know will be a blessing. So many have testified through the years. I love you, and I am so appreciative, and I thank God for your partnership, for your prayers, and know that I pray for you every day, and I bless the Lord for the privilege of sharing this time with you. Until next time, until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.